We're going to talk a little baseball, Pirates baseball, with new manager Clint Hurdle. Hello, Clint. How are you this morning?
Rod Cook, I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking a few minutes with me. The reaction to your hiring, from what I can tell, has been overwhelmingly positive. Can you share a little bit of your experiences being in town for a few days and how people have reacted to you?
It has. They've been very embracing. From the time I got off the plane, I actually ran into a couple people. My wife was with me that seemed to be very excited. The hotel staff, I'd spent some time with them going through the interview process. A couple people at the same restaurant we dined at. It has been good. It has been positive. I'm well aware of the history. We are well aware of the raw emotion, some of the skepticism, the cynicism. That's human nature. It's all good, but I am here to try and be a small part of a leadership group to get this thing turned back in the right direction.
Clint, you mentioned the cynicism and skepticism, and I certainly drip it at all ends, I can tell you that. I grew up here. I've been watching this franchise for 50-some years, and the last 18 haven't been good. Why are you going to be different where other managers in the last 18 years before you have failed?
Well, I don't think it's just going to be me, Ron. I do think I'll play a major part in the leadership in the dugout and probably in some of the decision-making processes that go on at the major league level. There's some pieces in place that are good. There's some traction that has taken place in our scouting and our player development programs the last 3 years in a very extensive interview process. I was asked a lot of questions about my thoughts and beliefs. Any similarities do I see in the Pirates of 11 versus the Rockies when I was able to start leading there and managing? I see a lot of similarities. Young talent figuring out the major league level, playing well, stumbling, making mistakes, getting better. I see a group of young men that are going to be coming our way. And I do think, I know that we're going to use resources that might not have been used in the past for whatever reason. And I think some of the reasons we're smart to go out and get the pieces that we need to put in place on the mound and maybe a couple other places in the field for this coming season. So it's a culmination of a lot of efforts already, and it's time. It's just time, Ron. Colorado, they said we'd never win. Absolutely never win playing at altitude. You know what? We figured out a way to win there. Texas hadn't won in 50 years. 50 years, nothing. One playoff win. Well, that changed. I believe what I believe. And I know the city wants tangible evidence. And that's what we're going to work on right now, is to provide some tangible evidence for that city to get behind their baseball team and be loud and proud of us.
New Pirates manager Clint Hurdle with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Clint, you talked about looking Robert Nutting in the eye the other day, and the number one complaint we get on this show and all the shows on this station is it doesn't matter who the manager is, the commitment to winning is not there with this ownership. Can you talk about your look in his eye, and were there promises made to you that more of a financial commitment would be made to having a winning team here? We always hear when the time is right, but there's never any talk about when that time is right, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, I do believe the time is right. I do believe that through planning, preparation, funds are available now that might not have been used in the past for a number of different reasons. And as I said earlier, some of them I think were very intelligent. I didn't have all the information coming in. I had some questions. And I know when I asked the hard questions about the commitment level, about resources, about opportunities to go in the free agent pool when we didn't have internal options in which to explore, looked all three men in the eye, and all three of them looked back at me, and they defended the fort. I used that term before. The hair got up in the back of their neck. This isn't about comfort. This isn't just a business. They want to get things right. They want to win here. So lessons have been learned. I think the commitment, I know the commitment is real, and it's obviously up to us to get it done. Everybody's tired of talking about it. I know you are. I already kind of am, but I've got to talk about it now to get the message out. But we can't wait to start working on it, working with each other, especially getting the staff together, which is my next order of business. I'll be flying back to the Berg tonight to spend the next couple, 3 days in conversation with internal and external candidates.
Clint, talk a little bit about your managerial style, how you relate to players. Are you a tough, hard-nosed guy with players? Are you a so-called – I hate the term players manager because I'm never sure quite what that means. And also, how about a game strategist? Are you a hit-and-run guy, an aggressive guy, a steal-bases guy? I know you're a National League guy, so I don't assume you just sit back and wait for three-run home runs.
Well, even with the days back in Colorado when everybody came to play could hit a homer, we never sat back and waited for home runs. We try and be smart with the offense that we have. I think the offense we have this year, we're going to bang some balls, but we need to use the gaps. We need to use the entire field to hit. We've got to improve our on-base percentage. We got to knock down strikeouts, spike walks, got to make better outs. So the bunt when appropriate. Early in my managerial career, I had some teams that we needed to bunt. We bunted more than anybody else. One of the reasons we bunted as much as we did was the numbers were high. We were very efficient with the pitchers bunting. We were absolutely one of the best teams in the league with pitchers handling the bat, and that will be another staple of this club going forward. Our pitchers are going to work and work and work till they get good, and they're not just soft outs every day, every at bat. But we are going to hit and run. We're going to be aggressive on the bases. We want the defense to stop us. We want to go first to third. We want to be looking first to home. So scrappy, score from the top. Find ways to score from the bottom. So they're going to be dirt in our cleats. We're going to be looking to steal a base, move a runner, all those things that gets talked about old school baseball.
New Pirates manager Clint Hurdle with me here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Clint, you have a history of developing young players. What's the key to doing that? How do you handle young players who are growing? And I'm talking about the Walkers and Tabatas and McCutcheons and Alvarezes.
Ron, it's a great question, and I have been fortunate to have some situations where it's worked out well. Number one is trust. It's absolute trust. You develop trust over time. It's not going to happen overnight. Your actions got to back up your words. There's got to be clear, clean, accurate communication. When you can build that trust and show an interest in your people, an absolute interest in your people, because it's a game played by people, you develop loyalty. With that loyalty will come energy. With that energy, it'll bring their efforts. Their efforts will bring results. This is an equation I've stood by, actually ran into it early in my coaching career, put it in play with hitters, had success with it, young hitters, put it in play as a manager, have had some success with it. And I know, you know, vocabulary is special to everybody, but I don't handle players. I handle animals. I communicate with them, a pat on the back, a smack on the butt. 3-foot difference, but both are appropriate and both are needed. I needed them as a player, so I am going to challenge them, but I'm also going to encourage them.
Man, I love that handle. I hate that phrase, handle players. You're right. You don't handle them, right? I don't think you have a short leash either, do you? You don't put players on leashes, do you?
No, I don't.
I hate that terminology.
No, there's no need to. There's no need to. I'm going to give this group of players every opportunity to show me what they can do. And when I give them enough time, they'll show me what they can do. Their actions, their at-bats, their innings off the mound, their play on the field will tell me who they are and what they are as far as their skill sets. And then we'll go from there. Everybody's got a new chalkboard they can write upon. And I think that's also part of what gets encouraging, exciting in the game. It's a way to electrocute, energize players, staff, myself, and hopefully the fan base. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to us playing good, competitive baseball, 27 outs on defense, pitching meaningful innings, keeping the ball down in the zone, finding ways to score, and getting our fans excited again.
New Pirates manager Clint Hurdle with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Clint, I talked about the rave reviews you've got, and I gave you one. I know you don't read the papers. You're too smart for that, I hope. But I gave you a rave review. I get a lot of emails saying, yeah, but it took him 6 years to win in Colorado. Yeah, but he only had one winning season in 7-plus years out there. How do you respond to that? And I guess the thing most people are concerned about is it sure as hell better not take 6 years to get it done here. I think people don't want to give away a quarter of a century of their life, if you know what I mean.
Neither do I. I'm with them. And anytime you use the word but, you pretty much can just disregard everything you said before that. As far as I'm concerned. And I understand where they're coming from. They want They want results. We live in a society that is result-oriented. Will it take some time? Yes, initially. It's like a car being on the side of the road. The initial push, that's hard. Once you get that thing moving, it becomes a little easier. So I understand their concerns, and I also know this. I cannot control what other people say, think, or do, Ron. I'm not about to put energy in that. What I can control is how what we say, what we think, and how we're going to do things in that clubhouse and take them out on that field and then let everybody evaluate us from there.
I guess what I'm asking you is, are you surprised you weren't a little more successful sooner and for a longer period in Colorado, and why not?
You know, you have to live in that house and watch it take place. So many games were missed out on. We could have won more games, there's no doubt. We remained patient to a core group of young players, and that is tough, especially when you're breaking in players, young players on the mound. Games get away from you. The thing I was proud of is it never disheartened the team as a whole. The team stayed hungry. They worked together. They didn't fracture. I'm going to be evaluated every day, and I'm responsible for the outcome, as it was in Colorado. I wish we would have won more games, no doubt about it. But we built a process, a plan there that I'm most proud of right now, because that organization is in a very, very good place, and I had a small part of the workload there to throw in and be associated to them with.
Clint, I use the term terrific hire. I mean that. I think the Pirates made a great choice here. I was half afraid maybe you'd change your mind in these last 3 days and back out, but it sounds like you're still all in, to use your phrase, right?
Ron, I am all in. There's no backing down. All the things that might keep people at arm's length about this opportunity absolutely energize me. When this thing gets turned around, and it will, that city is going to be a wonderful place for baseball again.
Clint, real quickly, you had an opportunity with the Mets. You just thought that this was a better chance for you?
Yeah, and I've got people that do read the papers. And you know what, Ron, you were very accurate. Bobby Cox told me, don't read the papers. They'll take you somewhere. If they write good about you, you think you're good. They write bad about you, you want to fight. He said, leave it alone. Put your energy where you can actually accomplish.
You're a smart man then. But go ahead. Explain your thinking on the New York position.
Well, it was a great interview, for me anyway, as far as getting to know them. But as it played out, round two, we're interested. I've got a group of men that waited 2 weeks that actually contacted the Rangers before the playoffs started. And I asked Neil and Frank to be representative of the fact that if they were in the playoffs and their hitting coach was approached by another team, how would they want to handle it? I didn't want players coming in the cage in the ALDS, ALCS, or World Series asking me, hey, what's going on? No distractions will be on this Pittsburgh Pirate Ball Club. We will eliminate distractions. We'll eliminate excuses. That being said, they handled it so professionally, that got my attention right off the bat. Then we were able to interview the time spent, a day and a half in Pittsburgh, and I talked player development, scouting, baseball ops, met with Bob, Frank, and Neil. No question wasn't asked. They were very, very steadfast in their pursuit, and you could not notice it. The Mets thing, they wanted to take it further. But the more conversation I had with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, it just felt better and better day by day. Friday night, things really ramped up last week. Saturday morning, I woke up, told my wife, it's our anniversary. I said, honey, we're going to give ourselves a present today. What do you think? She said, let's go. So I called up Neil, and that's the day we jumped all in, and it was basically because of the opportunity here. I felt at the end of the day, the commitment they were making to me, the commitment they were going to make to the fan base, was equal to the challenges and the obstacles that we're going to face together. So here we go.
Clint, I'd like to wish you the best of luck, and I can promise you, you win in this town, you will be a king forever.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It's not about being a king. It's about giving these fans something to get loud and proud of again.
Good luck to you. I look forward to talking to you again and working with you all season long. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ron.
All right. New Pirates manager Clint Hurdle with us.